This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Allison Bektesh. Crown Mountain Park in El Jebel says, financially, it's between a rock and a hard place. The park spans 120 acres and includes 12 soccer fields, a basketball court, 2 volleyball courts, 2 baseball fields, 4 tennis courts, a BMX bike track, and access to the Roaring Fork River. Come May, the park will look to its voters for help maintaining these amenities. Aspen Public Radio's Wyatt Orm has more.
Rolo, come! Come on! Come!
This woman brings her dogs to Crown Mountain Park a lot.
Most of the time, it's early morning running with one of my dogs or afternoon walks with all of them.
She lives in Willits, which is in the Crown Mountain Park and Recreation District. It's a special tax district stretching from El Jebel to Old Snowmass and as far east as Rudai. In mid-April, she'll get a ballot in the mail asking for higher taxes to keep Crown Mountain Park as is. The park might look fine now, but
here's a huge hole. We're getting this everywhere, and the grass is kind of, you can see it's kind of like deteriorating.
Rebecca Wagner is the park's executive director. She says they don't have enough money to repair or replace infrastructure. The park gets a lot of use.
So, you know, we'll see 300 to 400 people here on an evening. It's pretty incredible.
A lacrosse tournament in the spring brings in roughly 7,000 people. There's a big soccer tournament, a hot air balloon festival, a music festival. So why can't these people pay for the stuff the park needs?
It's pretty much impossible to do without pushing users out.
Even with higher user fees, they're still nowhere near footing the $1.6 million bill for a new 7-mile-long irrigation system. This is why the park is asking voters for $14 additional for every $100,000 of property value. If you own a $500,000 home, you would pay about $70 more in tax every year. This is not an easy sell for Mark Kwasinski.
Just because I love the park is not a good reason for me to support wildly opulent spending on things that don't need spending.
He lives in Basalt and comes to the park a lot. He doesn't see any problems.
And when I look at what we have, it looks like it's in really good condition.
Like the asphalt in the parking lot, which the tax would help touch up. The asphalt looks fine, Kwasinski says. And Rebecca Wagner totally agrees.
That's when you want to do it. You want to do it before you start seeing the potholes and the cracks.
One reason the park has lost financial footing is because of something called the Gallagher Amendment in the state's constitution. Basically, even though home values here are rising, a smaller and smaller percentage of their value is taxable.
The Gallagher Amendment definitely has an impact. I wouldn't say it's solely the result of the Gallagher Amendment.
Ken Marchetti is an accountant. He's been doing financial planning with Crown Mountain Park since 2002. He says another reason for the park's financial situation is that governing boards don't always do a good job anticipating future costs.
It's far cheaper in the long term to take care of what you have than it is to allow it to deteriorate.
And it falls on taxpayers down the line to keep making ends meet. Rebecca Wagner says if the tax doesn't pass this spring, the park isn't going anywhere.
We'll try to do as well as we can with the money we have and replace what we can.
But there is a cost to not paying up, she says.
The quality will go down. I already see it happening.
So now it's up to the community to decide what it's worth to them. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.